Rush 4. I'm going to play a public service announcement. I am not sure if there's a third rail tonight, so I can't direct you up here to see live music just yet. I'm going to start the next set with Aerosmith. Yeah, I love early Aerosmith as well. We're going to hear Kings and Queens. It's kind of relevant. It's off their Draw the Line album. And then, yeah, it's going to be more... It's a different kind of rock coming up. And some female artists. WMUC-FM College Park. Let me sort out a public service announcement, and then we'll jump into some more music. From Myron's Orgasmic Market here in D.C., for Mother's Day. Talk to you soon.
Back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello again. We met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Aerosmith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to the irrelevant show every Sunday, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
Yeah. no sleep, no light, no sound, nothing to eat, no books to read. Making love with you has left my peace fall.
We'll be right back. to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Sophomore planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a long bark.
Most John is all, and that was the much fun.
McQueen and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Shelton and getting very tuneful.
McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars,
but
keeping out the heat.
The vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Summertime is long ago. You'll be in my arms.
your heart for me.
When you're all alone, far away from home, someone's gonna flirt with you. I don't think it's wrong if you play along. Just don't fall for someone new. When the autumn winds begin to blow and the summertime is my arms again, I know so.
Save your heart for me, darling, save your heart for me.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
I've been standing by the jukebox, hoping he'd ask me to dance.
How I wish I could run to him and hug him, but a girl mustn't make an advance.
Oh, I'm a girl and it's wonderful, it fills my heart with joy.
But sometimes, yes, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
Oh, he's dancing with another, he's holding her so tight.
Wish I had nerve to cut right in and stop it, but a girl has to be polite.
Oh, I'm a girl and it's wonderful, it fills my heart with joy. But sometimes, yes, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
Now the record hop is over, and I think he caught my eye.
Here he comes, heading straight in my direction. There he goes, he's passing me by.
Oh, I'm a girl and it's wonderful, it fills my heart with joy. But sometimes, yes, sometimes, I wish I were a boy.
I'm a lady chic with four husbands of my own. 30 times a week is the least I've ever known. I have private fun or an orgy now and then with my men, my beautiful men. I'm a lady chic, night and day I'm never bored. Life is quite unique for a girl who can afford all those eager cucks while she plays the horny hen with her men, four beautiful men. Number one prefers to share the fun. Before we screw, we call for number two. He's young, clever with his tongue. Wow, he turns me on and how. I'm a lady chic, I eat foreskins for a snack. Did I hear you speak of a nymphomaniac? Well, wouldn't you just love to be carried to your den by those men, those beautiful men? Number three just loves to watch me pee. And number four comes 7 times or more. Oh dear, not as day I fear. Well, I'm tired, so what the hell. I'm a lady chic, I am beautiful and rich. Pleasures that I seek are the dreams of every bitch. Wouldn't you just love to be pampered now and then by those men, my beautiful men. All those men, those beautiful men, horny man, my beautiful. beautiful man. Oh, Abdullah, not again.
Close the doors, start the party up once more. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Everybody grab a glass, cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Piano man falls upon his stool, plays that piano like he's nobody's fool. Everybody grab that glass, cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here. Like he's nobody's food. Everybody grab that glass, cause the good stuff's about to pass. Hey, hey, let's get gay, cause stuff is here.
So far.
Of art.
Nowadays, a fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine facts abstractly upon opinion, public place is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
Just that same.
I'm not too often concerned about this. It's just a phase.
Yeah, how about that?
There'll probably be some music, but we'll manage to find a quiet corner where we can talk.
Professor McLuhan is...
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in opposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result.
One, two, three, four.
medium of our time,
electric circuitry,
profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours instantaneously and continuously. As soon as information is acquired, it is very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of data classification to the mode of passive recognition,
block by block.
We can no longer build serially,
block by block, step by step,
because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active intellect.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
I remember the helicopter coming in onto his property, and he'd given me the GPS coordinates to give to the pilot, the helicopter. And the helicopter came down, and we discussed the helicopter and what kind it was and how many hours that I'd flown in these helicopters. And you know what I mean? And it was just like, it just, you know, I mean, then what, you know, you know. I would laugh. I said, I love you. You don't have that out to that fire burning that don't just fire it off. You know, I mean, it was ridiculous. Tom, don't be ridiculous. And I just remember thinking the helicopter, kind of a magical, you know what I mean? And he was thinking, just, you know, he's, you know, year and all of these you know, these, but it every single day, you know, I think he knew that.
It must have been an unbelievable
helicopter.
What was that to your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction was one of absolute shock. You know, I didn't want the experience to end, even though we had a very strong bond, but you know, we're still, yeah.
I wanted to ask you what you expect McLuhan will be doing once he's there next year, or later this year.
We have, there's a friend of mine at Fordham who's on the faculty, and he's writing a booklet called What to Do Until McLuhan Comes. Yeah. Yes. We can't.
A French look at this T-shirt.
I believe it. I really believe it.
For another
photograph. What he's done, it's kind of incredible in things like that. Because he's a very unlikely hero in many ways.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space. Boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
The wrath of Achilles is my theme. That fatal wrath which, in fulfillment of the will of Zeus, brought the Achaeans so much suffering and sent gallant souls of many noblemen to Hades, leaving their bodies as carrion for the dogs and passing birds. Let us begin, goddess of song, with the angry parting that took place between Agamemnon, king of men, and the great Achilles, son of Peleus.
Which of the gods was it that made them quarrel?
Their crowd rules, pervasive structures, and overall patterns elude easy perception.
The discovery of the alphabet will create. Forgetfulness in the learned souls, because they will not use their memory.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
I believe it. I really believe it.
The goose quill put an end to talk. It abolished mystery. It gave architecture and towns. It brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. It was the basic metaphor with which the cycle of civilization began. The step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled the parchment page built a city.
Where?
Helen, will you move in a little tighter to that nose clamp, please? Closer. Closer? Fine, fine. Just great. All right, tighten the thumb screws up a little bit more, Barney. She's quivering. All right, let's go to script. Now, Helen, remember, we've had the before shot of your nose barrels, nostrils, when your nose was stopped up, or rather, when one of them was stopped up. Now, the other one showed a normal amount of steam on the mirror directly under your passages, but the afflicted one showed no air at all, right? Okay, now this is later. You've taken the spray, and now your formerly stuffed-up nostril is really going to come on like gangbusters. Now, when we hit a close-up of the mirror, we want it to be Steam City. Got it? Okay, roll the camera. Go in close on Helen's nose passages. Closer. Okay, Helen, breathe through that bad one hard. Harder, Helen. The other one is still steaming better. Come on, baby, put on the nostril pressure. Snort it up, kid. This is for big stakes. Blow up a storm just one more time. Breathe.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools, eh, boss?
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise of painting speech and speaking to the eyes, that we by tracing magic lines are taught how to embody and to color thought?
Writing did not merely record language. It was a totally new medium of expression and communication which the spoken word came in turn to imitate. Writing encouraged an analytical mode of thinking, with emphasis upon lineality.
Once more, please.
The trouble is I keep thinking of improvements on these passages all the time. With emphasis upon lineality, continuity, and connectedness. In other words, visuality.
Where is A? It precedes B. And B follows A and precedes C.
Writing was an embalming process that froze language. It eliminated the art of ambiguity and made puns the lowest form of wit.
Should all Aquinas be forgot?
The expert is the man who stays put.
Soon all that will be required of us will be 1 hour's work a year.
Writing destroyed word linkages. The simultaneous interrelation between many levels of meaning in the word have to be sacrificed to keeping everything moving on a single plane, on one level. The word became the static symbol, applicable to and separate from that which is symbolized. It now belonged to the objective world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and meaning.
Baby, this thing is bigger than all of us.
Often we don't know what we think until a question is put to us.
Says that all he's doing is describing, not...
John? John who?
Doesn't make make very many value judgments or suggestions about what people should do about these things.
Show me something new.
For instance,
new.
Marshall himself says that all he's doing is describing, not prescribing.
Every new technology creates a new environment in which men live and work. The technology of the alphabet and of movable type, printing.
Oh, look, over there. It's a white tornado. Oh, look at it whirring around and spinning and everything. It's a white tornado.
White tornado, my foot. That's a real tornado. Oh, you ain't in New York City, baby. You're in Kansas, and that thing means business. Run for your life!
Oh, I'm sure you're wrong. I've seen them on television. It's a white tornado. They just come over to you and clean everything. It's simply marvelous.
Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways. Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process, a process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, and step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
Alone in the mass.
Printing technology confirmed and extended the new visual stress. It provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and in isolation from others. Man could now inspire and conspire. It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history and learned to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required number of each part.
You're feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy?
Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane, human specialists became components of a great social machine.
This is Juan Sanchez. All day long, Juan tends and cares for the finest, healthiest coffee plants. Beautiful coffee plants, bursting with magnificent ripe coffee beans from Colombia and Princeton and Harvard. Juan knows just when to pick these extraordinarily good beans. He smiles slightly. Juan Sanchez, do you enjoy your rewarding work?
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, let's face it.
It's Mitchell.
Compartmentalization of occupation. Compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about compartmentalization of occupations and interest bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
Clocking it at $40,000 a year, coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book in my hand, asking for an autograph with absolutely the same degree of abandon and awe that they would do to Willie Mays.
The Balinese have a saying, we have no art, we do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge, mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate.
Each of these in which it must be by.
Mousy to marvelous. Oh, that's it. Oh, my friends love the way it looks, too, and my husband, but I mean... Oh, let's face it. I didn't used to like my hair at all. Not at all. But then I changed the color, and now I love it. What did the man say? From mousy to marvelous. Oh, that's it. Oh, my friends love the way it looks, too, and my husband, but I mean, I love it fantastically. Oh, sure, it's swell being out at a party where people admire it, but I like it best when the two of us are absolutely alone. Just me and my hair color. I love it swishing in front of my eyes and caressing me and everything. I just love it, I tell you. It's so marvelous.
Interesting case. She worships her own head of hair. She was picked up one day just swishing her hair in front of her face. Never stops talking. Curious. Now down here we have the more virulent cases.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accord with nature and her manner of operation.
Why did the Morn take a ladder to church?
Like easel painting, the printed book added much to the cult of the individual. The private fixed point of view became possible. Literacy conferred the power of detachment, of non-involvement. There's a story which illustrates the kind of pun that is not customary in literary society.
David Ogilvy, the advertiser.
The story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street.
Tends to begin all his memos with.
And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine."
Doctor.
Yes?
What's the name of that pleasant-tasting red mouthwash?
Oh, that's not the mouthwash, my dear.
Oh, but I don't understand.
Just tilt your head back. You will.
The visual pattern of the sculptured costume, starched costume of the nun, bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume, so that the strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual punning. Visual punning, as opposed to mere verbal punning, is something that is beginning to happen again in our electronic time, and it is one of the pet activities of Eskimos. They delight in spotting visual puns in the ordinary environment in various materials.
Hello. Did you know you have a friend at National Bank?
Okay, everybody, this is a stick-up.
If you're like most of us, you may sometimes find yourself running short of cash.
Oh, I'm going to faint!
Shut up, lady, and you won't get hurt.
You'll be wonderfully pleased with our surprisingly low charges for business loans.
On the floor, all of you over there, on the floor.
And service is not only friendly and fast, it's also extremely personal.
All right, Flatfoot, I warned you.
Yes, if you need money for any worthwhile purpose and need it quickly.
Got it, Lefty?
Yeah, must be 50 G's here.
We have the finest facilities to make you more than welcome.
50 G's? Great. Move out. I'll blast the alarm system. Get going, Lefty. Come on.
Yes, without question, you have a friend at National.
Such as?
Stone. They delight to see a configuration in a stone that resembles a walrus tusk or a...
Do you like your job, Professor McLuhan?
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of printing. In the book, the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets, because there was no backlog of obsolete technology to be liquidated first. Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Okay, now once more with more expression, Irving.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Now hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time. This single piercing view demanded a central point of interest and an undisturbed, restful symmetry to either side of it.
This is the place to see it from, Phyllis.
Good.
The eye, it cannot choose but see. We cannot bid the ear be still. Our bodies feel where'er they be, against or with our will.
Those who write the anatomy of experience...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
These divisions in here...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture. The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of cultures.
I've never been here before.
Now for the evidence, said the king, and then the sentence. No, said the queen, first the sentence and then the evidence. Nonsense, cried Alice so loudly that everybody jumped. The idea of having the sentence first.
The alphabet is a construct of fragmented bits and parts which have no semantic meaning in themselves. Must be strung together in a line, bead-like, and in a prescribed order. Its use fostered and encouraged the habit of perceiving all environment in visual and spatial terms, particularly in terms of a space and of a time that are uniform cut into us and connected. The line, that good old reliable continuum, became the organizing principle of life.
Advanced systems of so-called typesetting really get going, then I think that it would be very, very simple to, and inexpensive, and quite reasonable to simply record conversation.
Yeah. We habitually say, I don't follow you. Chopping and groping. Yeah. The new principle, how does that grab you, is a more involved, multi-sensuous approach to the problem of meaning.
As we begin, so shall we go.
Rationality and logic came to depend on the presentation of connected and sequential facts or concepts. For many people, rationality still has the connotation of uniformity and connectedness. I don't follow you means I don't think what you're saying is rational. How does that grab you?
I still don't follow you.
Indeed, even our tests for sanity often assumed that the line is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence.
Typography cracked, the voices of silence.
Take it easy, but take it.
What has been worked over to give it a general character, very, very few people can experience directly.
We are proud of our museums, where we display a way of living that we have made impossible.
The railway radically altered the personal outlooks and patterns of social interdependence. It bred and nurtured the American dream. It created totally new urban, social, and family worlds, new ways of work, new ways of management, new legislation.
Conkaduke, he'll do.
As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort. Ours is the first age in which many thousands of the best trained minds have made it a full-time business to get inside the collective public mind. To get inside in order to manipulate, exploit, control.
The art of the speaker consists in compressing all of his aims into slogans.
We shape our tools, and thereafter, our tools shape us.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized as a global resource?
And that there is the sound of another irrelevant show winding down to a close for Sunday, May 10th, 2026, also known as Mother's Day. I played mainly records today that I got in the past 2 weeks. And I did begin that last set with Aerosmith, Kings and Queens from the Draw the Line. By the way, I am broadcasting remotely. I'm at Mom's. It's Myron's Orgasmic Market. They sell adult books, toys, movies, DVDs. They have peep show booths and all that. And I don't know where Myron is. He stepped out of the room. The Hollies, after Aerosmith, gave us The Air That I Breathe from the Hollies Live LP. Then we heard The Association, a live version of Windy from The Association Live. Not only are these all records, these are mainly all 1970s, some 60s stuff. The Mamas and the Papas gave us Creek Alley from the Farewell to the First Golden Era LP. Patti Duke, Save Your Heart for Me. That was from her Greatest Hits LP. And that went into Leslie Gore, Sometimes I Wish I Were a Boy, from the Anthology album. Then we heard Zeviera Hollander, The Lady Chic, from the Happily Hooked LP. Cleo Brown gave us The Stuff Is Here. That was from a very special stash. The best of reefer songs from the 1920s and 30s. We heard Marshall McLuhan. We heard the entire side A of an album called The Medium is the Massage. I have no clue what that is, but it's definitely experimental music from the 1960s. And we will revisit side two in a future broadcast. But as that was playing, I inserted a couple things. I inserted something called guitar. That's the band, or if you call it a band, I don't know, some guy probably sitting behind a computer just cutting stuff up. But it was called Helicopter Cruise from an album called Stuffed. And we also heard some Bob Prescott on sound effects and John C. Ferris. We heard excerpts here and there from the Fast, Fast, Fast Relief from TV Commercials.
Cadet?
LP. What?
Where are you?
Huh?
You disintegrated him.
Oh. Myron's watching one of his movies. The peep show's here. There's one open booth if anybody wants to come down. And Myron said he did clean the room, gave it a good scrubbing. It's ready for you to view. Some peep shows.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Network, babies.
Anyway, spoofs, I do know, not believe there is a third rail tonight. And I'm not sure if there will be one next week. There, you see the, I think people here, like on a college campus, are taking courses and they have to, like, they get exams and stuff, so the focus is more on the intellectual aspects of being on this campus, rather than the sonic dispersions of molecules that I focus on. I can focus on because I don't have to worry about my exam. I already failed my final. Actually, the final's coming up. Hopefully I won't fail it, but I'll talk to you next week.